This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, January 16th, 2013. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. KUAF is supported by the Center for Arkansas and Regional Studies at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville, dedicated to the celebration and documentation of this region's history and culture.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, Governor Mike Beebe welcomes the 89th General Assembly to Little Rock with his State of the State speech, plus Jacqueline Froelich reports on a new study concerning the quality of water near natural gas production in Arkansas.
We also find out what happens at the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks during this month, sometimes referred to as an off month. Robert Ginsburg finds out it is anything but quiet there right now. We also have two more pairs of tickets to next week's Steel Wheels and Three Penny Acre Show at George's Majestic Lounge.
First, Governor Mike Beebe is urging skeptical Republican legislators to expand Arkansas's Medicaid program under the federal health care law. But many Republicans have said they do not want to see an expansion of Medicaid, in part because the state would have to eventually pay for up to 10% of the program. Speaker of the House, Davy Carter, told reporters afterward he's still unclear about the long-term costs of the program.
You know, I've always said this was about making sure we could afford it in the long run. I mean, this is a long-term decision. So I think we take what we said today, look forward to working with him, tomorrow and over the coming weeks on the subject.
Senate President Pro Tem Michael Lamoureux, also a Republican, says he didn't hear anything new in the governor's latest pitch, but did say it was a good, positive start to the session. We'll have more on the governor's State of the State address later in this edition of Ozarks.
The Fort Smith Police Department unveiled a new service yesterday. Drivers involved in minor non-injury vehicle collisions on private property can create accident reports online. Sergeant Daniel Grubbs is the department's public information officer, and he says calls are given a priority level as the department receives them.
And that priority level is the presence or potential for violence, injury. Those are given the highest priorities. So your basic private property accidents are given a very, very low priority. And we answer those calls in order. So there could be, you know, hypothetically, someone sitting in a parking lot that has a minor fender bender, two peaceful people that just accidentally bumped into each other that may have to wait anywhere between 30, 45 minutes to an hour or longer awaiting an officer to come to the scene.
Sergeant Grubbs says aside from saving time for parties involved in an accident, the new system will likely result in increased efficiency for the department.
It's not uncommon for an officer to be busy on maybe a private property accident, and a street accident with injury may come out, or, you know, a hold-up alarm, or some type of active disturbance between people, that person, that officer's tied up with that, and we have to send basically cars from extended distances to respond to that call. So hopefully time will tell that it will show that it'll definitely save, one, gas money of having to cross dispatch officers across our city and save time with people, but, you know, only time will tell on that.
Although police do not have authority to assess fault in accidents on private property, Sergeant Grubbs reiterated the department will never cease responding to incidents if a party feels the additional assistance is necessary.
The Rogers Historical Museum yesterday released its annual report for 2012. This year was positive for the museum. It posted its highest ever number of off-the-street visitors. Overall, the museum served more than 108,000 people through in-house and outreach exhibits, programs, and loaned materials for schools. Museum Director Dr. Gabe Land says there are a couple of reasons for increased attendance last year.
One was the work that we've been doing ourselves to make the museum more visible around Northwest Arkansas through marketing, through putting our community exhibits out in more places, and those always come with a place for rack cards and information about what's going on here at the museum to get people back to us.
But while increased marketing efforts brought in some additional visitors, Gabe Lyon says additional growth was influenced by what she calls the Crystal Bridges effect.
Part of that growth in visitation we definitely could see was coming from people who were from outside this area, and they would not have been impacted by the marketing efforts that we were making other than the things that we do through Facebook or on our website. So I think they were people, and this was partly anecdotal from asking them, they were people who had come to Northwest Arkansas mostly to visit Crystal Bridges, but they had come from far enough away that they were choosing to stay overnight, and so they were looking for other things to do. And at that point, they picked up on us as an option.
Also listed among the major accomplishments in the museum's report was the receipt of a nearly $148,000 grant.
The city of Fayetteville last night tabled a decision until its next meeting on whether to sell nearly 2 acres of the former Tyson Mexican Original Campus. Come and Go originally offered the city $900,000 for the land, plus shared costs for demolition of the factory and other development costs. But a last-minute offer of $1 million by Casey's General Store for the same property triggered a revised matching offer from Come and Go. Aldermen agreed to table the issue in order to take sealed offers from both Iowa-based convenience chains. The city originally paid $1.1 million for the nearly 11-acre campus in 2004.
The Fort Smith Board of Directors last night voted for urban deer hunts to take place at Chaffee Crossing. According to the citywire.com, city directors voted 4-3 in favor of the urban archery program. But because the board failed to secure a 5-vote majority, the ordinance must also pass second and third readings before final approval.
The issue of whether the Walton Arts Center Council is subject to the state's Freedom of Information Act is still undecided. According to the opinion released yesterday by Attorney General Dustin McDaniel's office, only a finder of fact can determine whether the Arts Center Council is supported by public funds and that the office is not authorized to make such an inquiry. However, the opinion did state that the question of whether the Arts Center Council is subject to FOI laws depends on whether there is sufficient alignment with government or intertwining of functions so as to trigger the open records law.
Two projects by the Fay Jones School of Architecture at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville have earned national 2013 honor awards from the American Institute of Architects. One of those projects was the St. Nicholas Orthodox Christian Church in Springdale, designed by Fayetteville-based architect Marlon Blackwell, who also heads the university's architecture department. The building, which saw the transformation from a metal shop building into a sanctuary and fellowship hall, received an honor award for architecture. The other project honored was the Rock Street Pocket Housing Project in Little Rock. That project received an honor award for regional and urban design and was a product of the University of Arkansas Community Design Center. The award makes the 10th honor award for regional and urban design for the center.
Tonight's weather forecast calls for partly cloudy conditions with lows from 23 in northwest Arkansas to 27 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, expect mostly sunny skies with highs from 43 degrees in northwest Arkansas to 49 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley. And tomorrow night, expect clear conditions with lows from 19 degrees in northwest Arkansas to 26 in the Arkansas River Valley.